Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, September 2nd, 1835, the signs of turbulent weather for the island of Barbados commenced. That Wednesday night, the rain began to fall steadily while the winds picked up. It continued through the night and into the early morning when after 5 a.m., the clouds were reportedly moving rapidly and the rain grew heavier. Within an hour, the downpour of rain and increasingly intense gusts made it difficult for persons traversing outside to hold onto their umbrellas. At this point, the storm was now fully in motion, growing more turbulent by the hour, with winds moving in a northeasterly direction. The weather forced people to remain indoors, taking effort to fasten their doors and windows, and shopkeepers closed for the day. Around midday, the wind shifted in direction to the southeast, and the general feeling throughout the population was worry. The fears of many came to be when windows and doors that were tightly fastened and nailed shut were flung open with ease. Shutters and palings were thrown down, and tree limbs and trunks snapped. The winds continued to bellow and the roar of the waves crashing against the shore added to the ominous atmosphere. At 1:30 p.m., the hurricane finally relented, and people started to venture outside to check on their neighbors and loved ones. By the time of the report, no deaths on land had been highlighted, but unfortunately, the same could not be said for those at sea. The vessels at harbor faced the brute force of the storm, and tragically, four men aboard the brig William IV were drowned in the torrential waters. Another four men, these members of the crew of a mail boat Lady Lyon, also drowned attempting to save the former. The property damage in Bridgetown was immense, with wooden houses lying destroyed and in pieces. The poor tenants suffered the most, many losing every possession they had. Stone houses were not heavily impacted, with only minor damage to walls and roofs being reported. The rural parishes, on the other hand, were heavily affected. Buildings across plantations were generally destroyed. Cattle at Upton and Duke's plantations were lost when the cow pens collapsed. The roundhouse of the corn mill at Waterhall Plantation was blown off, while boiling house chimneys across the island met their demise. The extensive damage incurred by this September 3rd system was painfully reminiscent of the Great Hurricane of 1831, 4 years before. The beginning stages of this devastating hurricane, however, were witnessed the night prior on this day, September 2nd, 1835.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.